Hey, WMFL listeners, this is Mimi and Gracie, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. It's been a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, how are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Yeah?
I'm glad to be back. Still feel like it's the, you know, it's the beginning of the semester, all things are possible.
Mm.
Like, I still have the optimism.
Yeah.
Slowly be crushed during midterm
season. I see.
Yeah.
No, I watched this video, and it was like the first couple minutes of Lilo and Stitch, and it was like the beginning of the semester versus like the end of the semester, and it had like Stitch like popping out of like the destruction of like his spaceship exploding. He was like so excited, right, and like ready to dominate Earth. And, like, that's us at the beginning of the semester. And then it, like, has him running out into the street and just getting slowly rolled over by, like, an 18-wheeler.
Uh-huh, and that's
and
us.
And just that's us throughout the semester. So, yeah, I'm ready for that. I'm ready to be trampled by an 18-wheeler, taken down slowly. But at this point, I'm still rising out of the ashes of my spaceship, like, ready to dominate Earth. Uh-huh. So, yeah.
College is great, guys.
College is great. So I wanted to start out with our theme for today. I don't know if you've guessed by our Dropkick Murphys, but what is our theme?
A little Celtic rock.
Yeah. So, do you say Celtic or Celtic?
I guess Celtic, right?
Yeah. But the basketball basketball team is the Celtics.
Yeah,
I would say.
So I guess.
But I would say like Celtic women.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if you can tell by your Celtic rock. But the theme is
Boston.
So in all its many shapes and sizes.
We missed it. You know, we were gone for a month. We had to come back, and now we're here and paying tribute to our one and only college town.
So, true.
We have some good music and some bad music lined up for you guys tonight. I'm really excited. We have anything ranging from bands from Boston, songs about Boston, songs about, honestly, Cape Cod, which is not Boston.
But close enough.
Close enough, you know?
And even a band called Boston.
So really, we got the works for you. Okay, so what do we have up next, Gracie?
We have More Than a Feeling by Boston. Album Boston. It doesn't get better than this, kids.
Okay.
I'm not afraid to used to know. I closed my eyes and she slipped away. Slipped
begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. The night, and it don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Touching warm, reaching out, touching me, touching.
Wow, what a great song.
What a great song.
So, why did we choose that song?
Tell us.
Some may know this, some may not. Mm-hmm. But when the Red Sox win a game, they play Sweet Caroline at the end.
It is true.
And do you know why?
Why?
I like kind of looked it up and then kind of forgot. But it was basically somebody really liked it in like the 70s, and then it just kind of stopped. That was it.
I thought there was going to be like a story.
I mean, I'm sure like there's a story. Tell a story right now, Mimi.
Me?
About something else, and I'll Google it, and then we can like let
it. Well, I was about to say that if it was up to me, that this Boston theme show would have literally just been Boston the band. Straight for an hour. Because honestly, what a band. I was just looking some stuff up about them. Did you know that their lead singer attended MIT? I bet you didn't, Gracie. There's no reaction.
I'm reading about Sweet Caroline.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'll just talk to the people.
In reality, Sweet Caroline became the unofficial song of the Boston Red Sox because a woman named Amy Toby liked the song, played it during a game, and it stuck. Toby was in charge of picking out music to be played at Fenway from 1998 to 2004. She liked the song Sweet Caroline and played it, but it didn't become synonymous with Fenway right off the bat.
Yeah. Wow. So, like, in life, we should strive to be the Amy Toby of WMFL.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay. It was only played during random games between the middle of the 7th and 9th inning, and it was only played if the Red Sox were ahead in the game. Toby saw the song as a good luck charm, and in 2002, Sweet Caroline became an official Fenway tradition. To this day, the song is played before the bottom of the 8th inning at each home game.
That's so cool.
So, there wasn't a fun story particularly, but, you know, that's okay.
No, that's cool. Can you imagine being her? Like, that's a big deal. Every time your kids, your grandkids, mm-hmm. your great-great-grandkids go to a Red Sox game, they're going to be like, ah, that's my grandma that chose that.
Right.
Like, Ma, that's your song, you know?
Right.
it's a good accomplishment.
I like their accent.
Thank you. Yeah, no, that's pretty impressive.
Uh-huh.
Not as impressive as the fact that Boston, they're the first band in history to make their New York City debut at Madison Square Garden.
What?
That's cool.
Crazy.
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 But actually, that is really impressive. Their first album was Boston.
And that's a lot of bangers on that one.
Yeah. No, there were like three singles on it. The album was number three on the Billboards as a debut album.
Wow.
And it ranks as one of the best-selling debut albums in U.S. history. 17 million copies were sold. And I think, personally, that when I picture Boston, uh-huh. I picture Spaceship uh-huh. with Boston written in the windows,
right.
You know? So, that's probably because, like, that was on my mom's iPod and I used to listen to it a lot.
Did Boston pay you to plug them, Mimi? I'm just curious.
Perhaps.
Because if they did, cut me in on the money.
Honestly, like, more than a feeling, peace of mind. Foreplay, long time. It's been such a long time. You know, everything's so good.
Right.
They're a killer band.
You're not wrong, Mimi.
I am not. So, anyway, now that I'm done with my Boston rant.
Dirty water?
Dirty water it is.
I'm gonna tell you a story. I'm gonna tell you about my town. I'm gonna tell you a big fat story, baby. It's all about my town. Yeah, down by the river, down by the banks of the River Charles.
Stop.
Gonna drive you home tonight.
something's wrong. But who's gonna drive you home
a little sad about our phone call. So
we got a phone call. If it was you,
please call. please call again, because
I checked with my sister and it wasn't her.
I feel absolutely terrible, and like it was really just me being too slow to pick up the phone. I wasn't looking in the direction of the phone flasher. And now I'm really sad.
If you are someone who doesn't know us and you tried to call, you have made our entire lives. So,
and you will make our entire lives if you call back in. So, anyway, so we just played Dirty Water by The Scandals, Where's My Mind by The Pixies, and Drive by The Car. So lots of those. Maybe not, nope, just Pixies. Did I write that wrong?
No, all of those are Boston bands.
Well, is there a the before all of those bands? Is Pixies just Pixies?
Pixies is just Pixies.
I messed up there. But yeah.
I'll forgive you, Mimi.
Okay, well. But they're all Boston bands, so lucky for you, uh-huh. Boston. You originated some great bands, right. You know? Yeah. So we've been reading this article.
Uh-huh.
And I haven't totally finished reading it yet. But I want to...
But the best discourse is always when you like, oh my God, somebody's calling.
Okay, great. So, we're just going to... Hey, you're on air.
That's so cool to hear you say that I'm calling over the air.
Yeah, hi, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine. The reason I called is to say that it's I believe you're thinking of the lead guitarist of Boston, not the lead singer.
You're right. You know what? You are 100% right. I'm so sorry.
That's all right.
Thank you for the correction, though. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Bye. All right. Have a good night. That was great.
That was great.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Discourse.
Right?
Okay.
Yeah.
So on that note, we were just reading this article on Rookie Mag, which is definitely not a... reputable news source or anything.
Okay, so it's like it's a magazine aimed for like teenage girls.
Okay.
So I wouldn't say not reputable, just very niche.
Okay. Yeah.
And they like they do a lot of like art pieces and like interviews. And they did one interview called like "You Can Be Friends with a Trump Supporter" or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so they aired the interview, and then it got a lot of critiques from like the people saying like, this is a safe space, and, like, even if, like, Trump supporters don't, like, inherently, like, say, like, racist or sexist, like, blah, 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 bigoted things, then like they're at least condoning a man who is, and like we're normalizing these behavior and normalizing them, and like we apologize for the article. And we were just kind of talking because we were saying that we feel two ways about it, or I was, at least I don't want to speak for Mimi, because it's like I see where people's outrage came from, and I definitely do, but I also think that nothing gets done if we just keep saying the other side is wrong and the other side says we're wrong and nobody's talking, because that's not how a country is run.
Yeah, no, I agree, and I haven't finished reading the article yet, but it seemed like, in my mind, a very harmless article. I think where they went wrong, perhaps, was like by saying, like, you can stay friends with a Trump supporter, and kind of generalizing like an entire population and saying like, oh, like that really, really crazy right wing person that like, I don't know, like that's part of the KKK or something. Like, you can be friends with them and it's totally fine. Yeah. And like, I think that's where they apologized for on the article. But I think overall, like what you're saying, I completely agree with. I think part of the issue that I had with this election in particular was just how divided our country got in a lot of ways. And I think part of the division wasn't even just that, I don't know, people had differing opinions, but I think it was people having differing opinions and not willing to consider the other side and talk to each other about it. And I think when you don't do that, then you're just gonna, nothing's ever gonna get done. And like, we're just talking about that off air, but just the idea of like how I would say both conservative and liberal rhetoric, one of the biggest issues is that the conversation stays within people that are gonna agree with you. And like, I think, I mean, as humans, we want to be talking to people that agree with us, and we want to be with people that, like, just are going to make us feel good about our opinions. But I think at the end of the day, we're never going to get anywhere unless we're willing to kind of make it out of our circles and out of our own little bubbles and talk to people. But I don't know.
And I think, like, this topic has been on my mind because I was, like, answering interview questions for jobs, and one of them, I, like, applied to work for this, like, bipartisan organization, and it, one of the things was, like, what's a challenge that you think you'll face here? And I was, like, well, honestly, at first, it's going to be a challenge to work for a bipartisan organization because there are things that they'll advocate that I wouldn't myself advocate. And, like, I brought up, like, the example of the death penalty. And, like, of course, I would rather have no death penalty. Like, if... But it's not... It's... There's not... You have the death penalty or you don't have the death penalty. There's like 100 different variations of this. And saying the only solution I'll accept is no death penalty when you could say just like more humane treatments of prisoners or like more ethical proceedings or like taking out like the racial bias and like anything like that. Like, I don't know. There's just, there's so many improvements that can be made. And I think that people just head to extremes so fast is what I'm trying to say.
Completely. And I think that's human nature, right? We want to be either right or wrong. And I think even American society versus somewhere like, I don't know, I was even learning about this in psychology, but just the idea of like how Americans, I forgot the term, but like when it comes to like how we rank on kind of just like our idea of whether things can be black or white or more gray, we're pretty on the side of like we stand for what we believe in, which is so awesome in a lot of ways, but I think it does lead to a lot of like black and white thinking versus like realizing that there can be compromise sometimes while still standing strong for something that you can believe in. And I think but I agree with what you're saying. It's hard when you like say either death penalty or no death penalty or something like that.
Yeah, like, and I feel like that's how so many, like, people get so frustrated, like, listening to the other side and, like, the lack of compromise that people just don't want to consider it at all.
I agree. If you have anything else to input, our listeners can call in. But
yeah, this turned into like a little talk radio
session. I know, that did.
I'm inspired by all the podcasts I've been listening to.
I know. What do we have up next?
Oh, this is a special one.
Okay.
So,
give us a little background.
I know people want to listen to music, but we're just going to talk a little
bit more. Okay.
So, maybe Kim, the first, she knows the song. I don't think she knew what song it was, but now she does.
Okay, now I do, yeah.
The first week of school, we go to Tufts, and we were so excited, and we were, like, looking up all the famous Tufts alum, which are, there's a few.
Yeah.
And Mimi's like, oh my God, did you guys know Tracy Chapman went to Tufts? And we're like, who's that, Mimi? And she's like, Tracy Chapman? You know, like, Fast Car. And we're like, we've never heard this song before.
Which is ridiculous.
But then we played it, and it became, like, the song that, like, makes me think of the beginning of our freshman year.
Yeah, and since that night, we would continually listen to Tracy Chapman, like, just any Tracy Chapman songs whenever we hung out. So there were many times where we were just sitting in our common room listening to Tracy, being the ultimate tough student. So,
true. What a good gal.
Here's Fast Car by Tracy Chapman. Hope you enjoy as much as we did.
To anywhere, maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You got a fast car. I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store. Managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far. Just cross the border and into the city. You and I can both get jobs and finally see what it means to be living. See, my old man's got a problem. Yeah, with the bottle, that's the way it is. He says his body's too old for working. His body's too young to look like his. My mama went off and left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. I said, somebody's got to take care of him. So I quit school and that's what I did. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? We gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights stay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. Someone. You got a fast car. We go cruise and entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job. Now work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find work and I'll get promoted. We'll move out of the shelter. Buy a bigger house and live in the suburbs. Remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast, it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. I got a job that pays all our bills. Still drinking late at the bar. Some more your friends than you do your kids. I'd always hope for better. Thought maybe together you and me find it. I got no plans, I ain't going nowhere. So take your fast car and keep on driving. So I remember
remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us. Your arm felt nice, wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car, is it fast enough so you can fly away? You gotta make a decision, leave tonight or live and die this way.
Pull me out of this. skies and in the streets. Opportunity, the American dream. It's in the radio, it's superstars, the arteries and veins that feed your heart. From the Dairy Queen to the head of the parade, in a blink your life could change.
Experienced Tufts student would know that the last three songs we played were
Tufts alums.
That's Woo! True. So that was Fast Car by Tracy Chapman, Paris by Magic Man, and This Could All Be Yours by Guster.
We were just laughing because we looked up where Magic Man got its name. Mm-hmm. And the guys, I think, were high school friends and then reconnected in college or something. This is all probably wrong. What I do know is that the summer following their freshman year of college, they went and joined this thing called, oh shoot, let me make sure I get the name right. It is called...
Well, Mimi looks up the name, I'll fill in the rest of the story. Anyways, they bummed around Paris and met a friend.
Okay, Worldwide Opportunities on Organic Farms.
Which is the most Tufts name of anything to join anything ever.
Ever. They literally were trading labor on organic farms in France for room and board.
That sounds pretty darn
tough. Toughsy.
Yeah.
So then what happened, Gracie?
So then they met a musician friend, a French man.
A French boy.
Who called himself Magic Man, and a legend was born.
Yeah. They visited a circus festival, met Magic Man. He was one of their first friends in France.
That's it.
Boom. That's crazy.
We were like looking up pictures of them playing in Sogo in the Arts House, which is very cool.
But it's so weird.
That's like, can you imagine if like Dirty Nalgene became like a real band? Oh, wow.
They're good though. We have some good bands at Tufts.
Water Walk, really good.
Mm-hmm. You'd think like for such a nerdy school, like we wouldn't have that many like cool band people.
But we have some like art nerds too.
We totally have art nerds. And we probably have like art nerds whose like parents made them like learn an instrument and then it turned into like their passion.
Right.
So
that's so accurate. That's like unfortunately accurate.
But now, I mean, out of these, we were born bands like Magic Man and Dirty Nalgene. So basically, shout out to Dirty Nalgene, who I don't know any single member of. But, you know, our good friend Jake is roommates with a lot of them.
So, that's true.
We got an in. But, yeah, I mean, that is pretty exciting. Have you ever... Okay, if you were in a band and played any instrument, what would it be?
Oh, I have such a good answer to this. Really? Not a good answer. I just know that I would be a drummer. And it kills me that I don't have rhythm, Mimi.
Okay. Okay, so, like, that is incredible because... Mm-hmm. I think I would be a drummer.
Wow. So we couldn't start a band together.
We couldn't.
But we're kindred souls.
We are kindred souls. And I remember clear as day the fact that there were two things in middle school that I wanted to do. And one of them was snowboard. Uh-huh. And one of them was play the drums.
Uh-huh.
I got one of them. And I will tell you that I cannot play the drums to this day. So you can take a gander at the answer of what actually happened. But it... Honestly, I think drumming is my true calling to this day.
I too think that. I like really tried to learn the drums, like really wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom's like, you just don't have the rhythm for it.
I can do one beat, like the boom-ch-ch-ch-ch, you know, that thing. Right. And it's like really slow and I like just hit the big one on the bottom.
Oh, yikes, maybe.
Okay, so obviously I'm not a drummer, but I really think I would make a great one. So because we're running out of time, I guess we should just go straight back to the music.
Okay, we have a really big treat for everyone.
And what is that?
So the famous wrestler John Cena decided to release a musical album in 2005.
Truly a gift to all mankind.
Truly a gift to all mankind. Mm-hmm. It was called You Can't See Me. And he has a song on it that is called Beantown.
Beantown.
I'm excited for everyone to hear it. It is.
You're welcome,
remarkable.
Honestly. Here you go.
Dirty South representing Chi-Town, LA, they all doing their thing. We got a little something bubbling in the bean bottle, man, you know. I got my crew right back, gonna show you how it's done. Straight up, hitting 1-2 like Manny and Ortiz, you heard? It's John Cena, baby, and we heating up the bean pot. Big up Boston, you know the whole team, hot. Yo, we fresh, y'all, a little bit stale. And we about to make it ugly just like Kevin McHale. Cena taking over. I'm about to make the scene mine. I got a tea party. Baby, meet me on the green line. Ain't too many kids that flow better than me. Roll thick like Yaz and Sideburns in 73. Like Tom Brady and the Pats, we rolling kings. Cross me and pay a toll like the Tobin Bridge. From the home of the curse, y'all know what I mean. We like the left field wall, stacking monster green. Knock you out of the park, you land in Yorkie Way. My shit be butter, but around here we say parquet. I rep my home team, we taking over the industry. Like the big dick, baby, nobody can finish me. Why next year it's looking like green.
As we wrap up the show, we have one final gift for you guys.
This is a great... Oh, well, first, don't drink and drive.
Oh, yeah. First, don't drink and drive.
This has been a PSA.
This is a PSA. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of the car and driving. People die that way. Public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. So anyway, we have a great gift for you.
This is how the Charlie card got its name. You know it. You love it. This is MTA. Thanks for listening, guys. See you next week.
Have a good night.
These are the times that try men's souls. In the course of our nation's history, the people of Boston have rallied bravely whenever the rights of men have been threatened. Today, a new crisis has arisen. The Metropolitan Transit Authority, better known as the MTA, is attempting to levy a burdensome tax on the population in the form of a subway fare increase. Citizens, hear me out. This could happen to you.
Well, let me tell you of the story of a man named Charlie on a tragic and fateful day. He put 10 cents in his pocket, kissed his wife and family, went to ride on the MTA. Well, did he ever return? No, he never returned, and his fate is still unlearned.
What a pity.
He may ride forever neath the streets of Boston. He's the man who never returned. Charlie handed in his dime at the Kendall Square station, and he changed for Jamaica Plain. When he got there, the conductor told him one more nickel. Charlie couldn't get off of that train. But did he ever return? No, he never returned, and his fate is still unlearned. He may ride forever neath the streets of Boston. He's the man who never returned. Now all night long, Charlie rides through the station crying, what will become of me? How can I afford to see my sister in Chelsea or my cousin in Roxbury? But did he ever return? No, he never returned, and his fate is still unlearned. He may ride forever neath the streets of Boston. He's the man who never returned. Charlie's wife goes down to the Scully Square station every day at 2:15. And through the open window she hands Charlie a sandwich as the train comes rumbling through. But did he ever return?
No. Oh, rapid roar, that stock car boy, he too much to believe. Always got an extra pack of cigarettes rolled up in his t-shirt sleeve. He got a tattoo on his arm, I said, baby, he got another one that just say, hey. But every Sunday afternoon he is a dirt track demon in a 57 Chevrolet. Oh, rapid roar, that stock car boy, he the best driver in the land. He say that he learned to race the stock car by running shine out of Alabama. Demolition derby and the figure eight is easy money on the bank compared to running from the man in Oklahoma City with a 500-gallon tank. Oh, rapid roar, that stock car boy, he too much to believe. You know he always got an extra pack.